Kent Online News.
News you can trust.
This is the Kent Online Podcast. Kate Faulkner.
Hello, hope you're okay. Thank you for downloading today's podcast on Wednesday, July 9th. Coming up today, we'll hear from a mum who's had to pick her son up from school after he suffered heat exhaustion. She's pushing for changes to uniform policy. We've also heard from the Jills manager following their pre-season victory over Dover Athletic. But first, taking a look at our top story today, and this is an update on yesterday's top story. A man who was shot by police in a village near Maidstone has been named by his family. Reports suggest 36-year-old Sean O'Meara is in an induced coma after suffering serious injuries in Hollingbourne. Footage from body-worn cameras shows he was carrying a chainsaw, wearing a gas mask, and had what officers thought was an improvised explosive device. Eddie Powell is the chairman of Harrietsham Parish Council. He's been speaking to Bartholomew from our colleagues at KMTV.
We were sitting out in the back garden, as per usual, on a summer's evening, and just heard all sorts of police cars darting around up and down the road close to where we live. And straight away, we thought, very, very strange. We thought there may have been an accident on the A20. It wasn't until this morning that we realised exactly what was going on.
Yeah, and I mean, we know that a gunshot was fired. Did you hear anything of the sort?
No, we didn't hear a gunshot. Not unusual, because there's all sorts of strange noises go on when you live in the middle of the countryside. You know, you get late night people shooting rabbits or hares or whatever. So nothing unusual at all.
Can you just give us a bit of a sort of flavour of what the village is usually like? I would imagine quite quiet usually.
Apart from a few cars going past, it's extremely quiet. This is one thing you do not expect in this area. You know, if a person gets a speeding ticket, it's a serious offence where we are here. So, but no, nothing at all. Very, very surprised.
Yeah, definitely. And then just finally back to the incident, I suppose the other feeling is shock as well, to know that someone's been shot, that some incident has gone on here.
Yeah, well, it is shock, because at the end of the day, nobody wants anybody to get hurt or harmed. And the fact that potentially a local resident has been harmed for whatever reason does send shockwaves through the community.
We're told no officers are under investigation for misconduct or criminality.
Kent Online News.
A man's been arrested as part of a murder investigation after police boarded a ferry at Dover. Passengers were held on board the DFDS ship for 10 hours yesterday. A 22-year-old was detained in connection with a fatal stabbing in Chingford in northeast London at the weekend. A sex offender from Edenbridge has been sent back to prison after indecent child images were found on his phone. Police made an unannounced visit to David Johnson's house after they were alerted by monitoring software installed on his device. The 60-year-old from Main Road has been locked up for 4 years. A woman's been arrested on suspicion of arson following a fire at a block of flats in Rochester. Residents were evacuated from the building in Hoopers Road yesterday morning while crews extinguished the flames. There were no reports of injury. The 33-year-old woman remains in custody. A Tunbridge Wells man has been arrested in Brighton following a knife point robbery at a convenience store. A suspect entered the shop in High Brooms on July 4th and made threats to staff before taking money from the till. 25-year-old Archie Petullo from Chestnut Close was tracked down in Brighton. He's been remanded in court ahead of a hearing next month. A man's been flown to a London hospital following a crash in Chatham. A car and a motorbike collided on Dock Road yesterday afternoon. A man's being treated for potentially life-changing injuries. Two people have been arrested following a serious assault in Ashford. It happened on Francis Road on Sunday morning. A woman was airlifted to a London hospital. It's believed she's since been discharged. A man and a woman were detained, with the woman later released on bail. A mum from Sheerness who attacked police while being arrested at a party has avoided being sent to prison. Sarah Brooks left one female officer covered in blood after scratching her mouth while drunk last August. The 42-year-old from Medway Road has been given a suspended sentence and ordered to pay compensation.
Kent Online News.
Shop owners in Kent and Medway are being warned there's no excuse for selling illegal vapes more than a month after a ban came into effect. Since the regulations were introduced on June 1st, more than 24,000 non-compliant devices have been seized across the county. Traders have been allowed a grace period, but now the restrictions will be enforced. I've been speaking to Jim Waddette from Kent Trading Standards.
A month on, there really isn't an excuse for having a single-use vape. You know, in those first couple of weeks, people might have had some stock they hadn't sold through. But now, a month on, there should be no excuse. And if officers are finding it, we'll be using the new powers under the legislation we've got to take appropriate action to remove those products from the street.
I just wanted to ask you about those figures. Could you go over again for me just the number of devices that have been seized?
Okay, so since the 2nd of June, The team have seized just over 2,200 illegal devices from the high street. And one of the last seizures that we actually made, those vapes weren't on display. They were more sort of concealed, tucked away. So this is again showing a subtle shift in what the team are seeing. So in the first week, people would have them openly on display, maybe a little bit confused or just trying to sell through the last few. But in the last week or so, like I say, we've started to see them hidden away. So that's almost a conscious decision, which indicates that people know what they're dealing with.
Have there been any fines or penalties or anything like that handed out to retailers across the county?
Okay, so we can't actually, the language is a little bit different. So we can't actually issue fines. We can issue a fixed penalty notice, but we can't issue a fixed penalty notice on day one. So the way the legislation is actually worded, and this is the same for some of the other notices, you issue an intention for a fixed penalty notice, and there's 28 days, in which case the business can do certain things that might then mitigate that fixed penalty notice. And if you go back within 28 days and nothing's happened, then you issue the fixed penalty notice and they have to pay it. And that notice is a £200 fixed penalty notice, which, if it's paid within a certain period, is half to £100.
A fire that broke out at a derelict building in Chatham is being treated as suspicious. Crews were called to Fort Pitt Hill just after 7 p.m. last Sunday. It's thought the blaze was inside the former UCA campus. No one was injured, but an investigation into the cause is now underway. Elsewhere, three fire engines have been sent to tackle a grass blaze in Sheerness. It broke out on the banks of the canal by Bridge Road last night. Crews believe it was caused by a discarded cigarette. Now, a Kent mum has started a petition calling for her son's school to change its uniform policy so boys can wear shorts in the hot weather. A heat health alert is in force for the county this week, with temperatures set to reach the high 20s. Kaylee Skinner says her 12-year-old recently had to be collected from Herne Bay High after suffering from heat exhaustion. She's been telling Nicola what Logan's uniform was like.
It's black for starters. He wears a thick black blazer, black trousers and a tie all the way done up. So, and in the heat, it gets very, very hot.
And I believe he actually became a bit unwell during the heat wave. Well, it was
He
last
did,
week,
yes.
wasn't it? The hottest day of the year. What happened? Just explain it to me.
Well, before we actually got the initial heat wave, he was unwell over that weekend. So I obviously informed the school and everything else. And then come Tuesday, he got quite unwell at school, to which then me and my husband had to go and pick him up from school.
And do you think the heat made it even worse for him?
Yes. Yeah, he was in shorts and t-shirt over the weekend, and he struggled with the heat. So I informed the school on the Monday. I wrote them a letter saying that because he struggled over the weekend with heat and everything else, I'd like him in his shorts for the 2 days where it's going to be really, really hot to try and prevent him getting further ill. To which then I got a phone call back saying, well, it's caused a lot of disruption within the school. Because Logan's wearing shorts, so the children want to wear their shorts and everything else, and it's causing a lot of chaos for the school and inconvenience in them. To which then the head of the lower school, Mr. Brown, he contacted me and said that he wanted Logan to be in his trousers for the Tuesday when it was really, really hot.
And you've started a petition. What are you asking for specifically?
Basically, to sort of, when it does get quite hot, for them to sort of relax the uniform policy, even if the children were to wear their PE kits, which I know other secondary schools allow their children to wear PE kits when it gets hot. So I'm not asking them to change the uniform or anything else. I'm just asking them to allow them to wear other elements of their uniform when it's hot periods to try and sort of reduce the heat exhaustion sort of factors, really.
Obviously, it was very hot outside. If you're lucky enough to work in an office, you may have air conditioning. But what's Logan told you about what it's like in classrooms? Because a lot of schools are maybe older buildings that don't have things like aircon. What's he said it's like in class?
Not a great deal of airflow. Very, very hot in the classrooms. So there are some elements of the school that have got air conditioning, but when you're and then you say to get from one classroom to another, they have to walk through the courtyard in the blazing sun and everything else. So, and then when they're in the classroom with like 30 children, there's not a great deal of airflow in there, so they do get quite hot.
And do you think it can affect their education if they're getting really hot and stuffy in the classroom?
Absolutely, because they're not focusing at all because they are getting too hot and sweaty. I mean, and anyone can will struggle in this heat. And I know obviously office workers and that, I'm sure they have relaxed uniform policies when it's hot and everything else. So why can't schools?
What sort of reaction have you had since you posted your petition? Have you had many parents get in touch?
Yeah, I've had quite a few parents, all very positive, all say thanking me for starting the petition, and they all fully agree and support what the reasoning for starting it, because their children have been ill also. And when I went to go and get my son from school on that Tuesday, there's so many children in the reception waiting to go home, all suffering the same thing. Hence the reason for starting it.
The school has said it has a range of measures in place to ensure student well-being, but has no plans to change its uniform rules. A former Kent police officer has been sent to prison for convincing family members to take the blame for speeding fines. Relatives of Juba Meyer, who worked at Medway Police Station, said they'd been behind the wheel when he was accused of two offences in 2023. The 26-year-old has been locked up for 8 months. He's also been added to a police barred list and would have been dismissed had he still been serving. A dentist in Tunbridge Wells has denied claims of negligence after a patient was awarded more than £9,000 in compensation. Tom Chown took legal action against iSmile Dental Practice after issues with the root canal procedure. It was settled out of court, but the dentist did not admit liability. A spokesperson says they're committed to delivering safe, ethical and effective care. New rules to try and prevent antisocial drinking in Dover and Deal have been approved. Bosses say renewing public spaces protection orders doesn't mean you can't enjoy a beer or Prosecco on the beach as long as you behave yourself. It'll be an offence to not stop drinking or hand over alcohol when requested by police or a council worker. Now, click on the story at Kent Online to see footage of the moment a brazen thief steals packages from the doorstep of a property in Canterbury. They were taken by a hooded man who casually walked down the drive of the house in Sturry in broad daylight on Saturday afternoon. One of the parcels included around £200 worth of stock for a local business. Police say inquiries are ongoing.
Kent Online News.
Bosses at Thames Water are considering introducing a hose pipe ban due to the recent hot weather. The supplier, who has customers in parts of North Kent, including Dartford and Sevenoaks, say they could introduce restrictions unless the situation changes significantly. It comes as another heat health alert has been issued for Kent. The temperatures are expected to reach the high 20s by the end of the week, which could put more pressure on the NHS. The yellow alert is now in force and lasts until next Tuesday. The leader of Kent County Council is calling for the county to be given a percentage of the Dart charge when new fees come into force. From September, it'll cost more to use the Dartford crossing. Lyndon Kemp-Karen says given the impact on Kent is so great, a portion of the toll should be spent on maintaining the county's road network. Plans to slash parking refunds at two leisure centres in Swale have been approved. People using Swallows Leisure Centre in Sittingbourne and the Sheppey Leisure Complex can currently claim a full refund when they park anywhere between 1 and 3 hours. From April 2027, customers will only be able to claim back 1 hour. There are plans to install ANPR cameras to catch drivers breaking no entry restrictions in bus and taxi only areas in Maidstone. They'll be used along King Street and the High Street. Motorists who break the rules will be sent warning letters for a first offence, but repeat offenders risk a fine. Now, a granddad who's been diagnosed with brain cancer has achieved his lifelong dream of flying in a Spitfire. Chris Shade from East Morling initially thought he was suffering from tinnitus before scans revealed a tumour. Despite various rounds of surgery and treatment, the 58-year-old's condition is now terminal. His family managed to raise £3,000 to get him up in a Spitfire at Biggin Hill.
Kent Online News.
A Kent music venue that was saved from closure last year is putting on a series of gigs to support grassroots artists. A fundraiser was launched to buy the booking hall in Dover after the previous landlord said they were selling up. They've now received funding from Arts Council England and Good Show Ticketing to keep prices for a summer series as low as possible. Director Stuart Cameron has been speaking to Nicola.
We last year managed to purchase the building, which is fantastic. So the venue is safe, secure, and will always be a venue, which is, you know, really great. And off the back of that, we've had some additional support from the Arts Council England and from our ticketing platform, Good Show, which is where we sell all of our tickets. And the additional funds that have come from both the Arts Council and Good Show means we've been able to hold the Dover Summer Series, which is a series of events which we're currently running, completely focused on supporting grassroots music here in the UK.
Which is hugely important because, I mean, some of our most famous artists, that's how they started, isn't it? Playing in local venues. Is that really what you wanted the booking hall to be about, to really support local musicians or musicians from around the country who are really trying to make their mark?
Exactly that. I mean, we're quite lucky here in Dover that we get a lot of touring tributes. We get a lot of touring original artists as well, which is great and brilliant. But the one thing that we want to do more is support the local and, you know, the UK wide grassroots up and coming, you know, live music scene. And, you know, with this funding that we've got, it means we can do exactly that. And we're programming 16 events over the summer that focus purely on just supporting the UK grassroots scene. And when I say UK, you know, a lot of them are from Kent, a lot of them from London. So a lot of them are from the local sort of area and slightly wider. But yeah, it's really exciting to be able to, you know, host that, you know, 16 events that are literally all just for, you know, grassroots music. And you know, because it's funded, it means we can keep the costs down. And it's only £5 a ticket to come and see these, you know, bands of tomorrow.
Are you hoping to put Dover on the map as far as a music destination, somewhere where people will want to travel to? I was chatting to the leader of the council, actually, when they opened the Maison Dieu, and he was saying, we really want people to be coming to Dover, not just to get on a ferry and leave Kent, but to stay in Dover and enjoy what's going on there.
Absolutely. And, you know, we've been here nearly 8 years now, and I think we've almost accomplished exactly that. The amount of people I talk to, like local bars, bed and breakfasts and stuff like that, and they say, oh, we're constantly getting guests that are either coming to us for a drink before or after coming to your show, and bed and breakfasts that reach out to us going, oh, you know, we've got an extra 6 rooms this weekend because you've got, you know, some fantastic live music on. So we're already seeing that, you know, people are coming down to Dover for live music. And the flip side of that as well, the touring artists, you know, we get so many returning here year after year. And that's not because, you know, like you say, Dover isn't exactly on the map for live music, but we're creating that scene, and we're those bands, they're not only coming to play here, they're returning. They like it that much.
And you mentioned, Stuart, how the funding has allowed you to keep ticket prices low. I mean, we've reported in the news quite a bit about how extortionate concert tickets are. How important is it for you to make sure that those tickets are affordable for people, particularly during a cost of living crisis? It's not fair, is it, that people miss out on seeing live music because the cost of tickets have got so high?
Well, yeah, it's really important to us. When we applied for the funding to do this summer series, we thought, you know, one of our top agendas was it's got to be low cost. It has to be, you know, so that anyone can come. So it was like, it has to be £5 a ticket. It can't be more. And that is what we've done across the board. So all 16 events, it's £5 a ticket. I'm a huge Metallica fan. And you know, they tour. I can't afford to go see them anymore. You know, the prices of these tickets have gone up so much that it's just, we can't afford it. So it's you know, really important for everyone, including people like me, that can't afford to go see their favourite band anymore, that we still can have access to live music locally to us that doesn't have to, you know, cost an arm and a leg.
The gigs are taking place between now and September. A derelict pub near Sittingbourne has been put up for auction for £900,000. There are plans to turn the Kemsley Arms in Ridham Avenue into a retail space and apartments. It was previously listed for £1.5 million, but now the price has been reduced. Biddings open until the end of the month. It's been announced Beer Keller in Maidstone is returning just days after closing down. The German-themed bar will reopen in Gabriel's Hill on August 1st. It'll have new operators and a brand new design. And the King is going to be visiting Kent tomorrow. He'll meet lifeboat crews and community champions in Walmer and Deal. It's Charles' first official visit since he became King.
Kent Online Sports.
Starting with football, and there's been no confirmation yet on whether Kent's Alessia Russo will start for England in their Euros match tonight. The Lionesses are taking on the Netherlands following a disappointing 2-1 loss to France on Saturday. The result leaves them third in Group D. Alessia spoke at yesterday's press conference ahead of the game.
It's tournament football, and I think you go through lots of highs and lows to get where you want to be in tournaments. So, yeah, ultimately we were disappointed after that game, more so within ourselves as well. Obviously, we came up against a great French side, but we know that we can be better, and we have really high standards as a team. So, Yeah, we've had a good few days to switch off, reflect, and now we're ready to go again. We have so many great players and we want everyone to be as free as possible out on that pitch tomorrow night and going forward. So, yeah, it's a big part of what we are as a team. We have players that can create something out of nothing. So I think making sure that everyone's in a good headspace going into that game tomorrow is important. And that's what we've been doing as a team. Ultimately, you have a game plan, but we've got individuals who can create a bit of magic as well.
Kickoff is at 5 p.m. Staying with football, and Gillingham have beaten Dover Athletic in their first pre-season friendly. Robbie McKenzie scored the only goal in last night's match at Crabble. The squad was a mixture of senior players and younger prospects. Manager Gareth Ainsworth has been speaking after the match.
First game is always an interesting one. You know, your training looks good and fitness levels, and then you think, right, exactly where are we? Let's pitch ourselves against somebody. And Dover, a decent side. You know, they've had some good season, good promotion season last year, and some good history here. You know, one or two big lads, physical lads, quick lads, quite direct. So it's going to test us for some teams in our league. So really pleased with the outcome. You know, 2-11s. Some youngsters that, as I said, I'm really excited by some of the young boys here. There's some good players here in the youth coming through, and Joe Baldy and Sam Gale are a testament of that, you know, coming from our young boys, and the likes of Cruz tonight and Damien Theodore, who was signed in from a non-league sign. You know, I think you know, there's some good futures ahead of them, but you know, some of the experienced pros really showed that they wanted to win. They want to put their challenge forward to getting in that team on the first week of August, it's the first one of six. We're looking forward to Reading on Saturday, obviously, but the big thing was get everyone tonight, 45 minutes, blow on, no injuries. The win is nice. It's not you know, the main thing in pre-season, but nice to go for a winning start and a great finish from Robbie McKenzie.
Cricket now, and Kent will be hoping to avoid three straight defeats in the T20 Blast later. The Spitfires lost by 6 wickets to Glamorgan on Saturday after a 34-run defeat to Sussex Sharks last Friday. They'll travel to take on Sussex again tonight. Some more cricket news, and South African fast bowler Keith Dudgeon has rejoined Kent on a new contract for the whole of the 2026 season. His promising start last year was cut short due to injury. The 29-year-old will be available to play in all formats from next April. That's all from us today. Thanks ever so much for listening. Don't forget, you can follow us on socials. You can also get the details on the top stories direct to your email each morning via the briefing. To sign up, just head to kentonline.co.uk. And while you're on the website, you can sign up to Kent Online Premium. It gives you access to content with fewer ads and exclusive stories. And if you use the promo code Kate Faulkner, all one word, at the checkout, you'll get £30 off the price of an annual subscription.
News you can trust. This is the Kent Online Podcast.